From the Arizona Public Media Newsroom, I'm Zach Ziegler with this in-depth report. It appears professional baseball may return to Southern Arizona, but a proposal in the hands of Pima County officials for Keno Stadium on Tucson's south side has raised issues with finances and a potential leasing conflict. An independent baseball league made the proposal. It has experienced financial difficulties over the years, not unlike what some previous baseball organizations in Tucson have had. United League Baseball, a group made up of four teams in Texas, recently sent a letter to Pima County expressing interest in Keno Stadium and outlining some possible plans. Henry Atha is Pima County's deputy administrator who oversees operations at the Keno Sports Complex. He describes the difference between the proposed team and the stadium's last resident, the Tucson Padres.
Independent leagues are something that is outside of the regular AA, AAA, major league ladder. They have no direct connection to any major league teams as the former Tucson Padres had.
According to the Arizona Daily Star, United League Baseball's offer is to pay $72,000 in rent, which would include using Keno Stadium during the season and the office facilities year-round. The league also wants to manage concessions at Keno Stadium and would give 20% of the revenues from food and beverage sales back to the county. The league would also help fund any Major League Baseball spring training games brought to Keno, paying $10,000 for each game. Atha says ULB has mentioned various plans that could bring dozens of baseball games a year to Tucson.
Something around 77 or 78, which is comparable to what we had with the Padres.
Teams in ULB play about 42 home games a season, and the proposal was not specific about what other games would be played in Tucson. One potential hitch is that Keno Stadium technically is not empty yet. Mike Fader ran Tucson's three minor league baseball teams, including the Padres, for the past 30 years. He says the Padres, now called the El Paso Chihuahuas, have leased the stadium for this summer as a contingency plan in case construction on a new stadium in El Paso isn't finished in time.
If the stadium's not complete, that's why they signed a lease with Pima County for the 2014 season. That decision's definitely not going to be made mid-January.
Until the Chihuahuas know their stadium will be done in time for the season, they have the right to use Keno. As for an independent baseball league, Fader says it can vary greatly in size and success.
So there definitely are some good independent teams that have had some successes, but there on the other side, there are some very, very small independent teams that really don't draw a lot of people.
Keno Stadium has a capacity of about 11,500 for baseball. A look at 25 United League Baseball games for the 2013 season show attendance ranging between 500 and 1,600. The Tucson Padres averaged about 2,900 fans a game, which was the lowest in the Pacific Coast League and considered too low to keep the team in town. United League Baseball owner John Bryan says he believes a ULB team in Tucson would have notably higher attendance than other teams in the league, and even better than the Padres.
I believe it could exceed those numbers because this team would be Tucson's team that was there for the purpose of staying there permanent. Everybody's known that the Padres were leaving for the last 3 years, and it makes it pretty hard to fall in love with a team when it doesn't plan to stay there.
The Tucson Sidewinders were a permanent minor league team, and their average attendance dropped from 4,100 a game in 2005 to 3,500 in 2008, the year the team departed for Reno. The team had the lowest attendance in the Pacific Coast League all of those years and in other previous years during its time at Keno. Attendance is tied to financial solvency, which has been an issue for United League Baseball and its teams. ULB in 2009 filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy, which led to dissolution. Bryant bought the league from its past owner and regenerated it. It is still experiencing financial struggles, including with the team he owns, the Fort Worth Cats. The team was reported not to have paid vendors in 2011. That's according to Eric Nicholson, a reporter with the Dallas Observer newspaper.
When I spoke with them back then, they said it was a temporary cash flow problem, and that it would be resolved shortly. As far as I know, most of those debts are still outstanding.
Nicholson says team employees also weren't being paid.
There was a period when players and coaches on the Fort Worth Cats weren't getting paid or weren't getting paid in full.
Such problems aren't unique to just one team in the league. News reports in the Texas cities of Edinburgh and Amarillo mention teams being locked out of their facilities because they missed lease payments. Pima County's Henry Atha says the reported financial difficulties will have to be considered before an agreement is reached.
Well, of course, there's always a, you know, there's always a concern if you've got any kind of a history like that. I would not be able to speculate exactly how we would deal with that, but it certainly is one of the points that we would bring to our attorney's attention.
I'm Zach Ziegler, Arizona Public Media.